Welcome back to the 21st. I'm Brian Mackey. Nature should be for everyone to enjoy and explore, but historically that has not been the case, and it's still not inclusive to all. Here are some eye-opening statistics showing that lack of diversity. The National Park Service employs nearly 20,000 people, and of that, just 7% of the full-time permanent employees are Black. The issue is even more apparent in visitorship. At the national parks, just 2% of visitors are Black. And this is for a group that comprises 13.4% of the entire U.S. population. As we were deep in our coverage of the political conventions the last couple weeks, we were not able to bring you this segment during Black and National Parks Weeks. But joining us now is the organizer of Black and National Parks Weeks, Nicole Jackson. She's also the co-organizer of the hashtag Black Birders Week and Next Generation Advisory Council member of the National Parks Conservation Association. Hello, Nicole. Welcome to the 21st. Thanks for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
And also joining us is Tanisha Harris. She is the Illinois Clean Jobs Coalition Administrator for the Illinois Environmental Council. Hello, Tanisha. Thank you for being here as well.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
And listeners, we want to invite you to join our conversation. The lines are open at 800-222-9455. If you have a question for either of our guests about underrepresentation of people in color in the outdoors, just in general in outdoor spaces or in the outdoor industries in particular, please give us a call, 800-222-9455. Maybe you are a person of color. Do you enjoy going hiking or do you feel unwelcome sometimes in some of these spaces? The number again is 800-222-9455, 800-222-9455, or you can tweet us at 21st Show. That's at 21ST Show. Nicole, I'd like to begin with you. As we said, last week was Black and National Parks Week, which you organized. Can you tell us what is that? What was your idea there?
Yeah. So again, thanks for having me. Black and National Parks Week was created through my membership with the National Parks Conservation Association. I'm part of their Next Generation Advisory Council. And I noticed, just being a part of the cohort and experiences that I've had in the past, visiting, national parks and public lands, that I didn't see a lot of, representation, of Black people or just people that look like me, that, kind of get talked about or seen, throughout the national parks and, even the history connecting to the creation of the national parks as it relates to Black history. So it was created out of just wanting to create a space and an opportunity for Black people specifically to share their stories and connect more to the conversation of how do we create better relationships to one another, to our communities, and find ways to amplify our voices in these spaces, because we are in them. It's just not as highlighted as we'd like it to be. And what does that look like moving forward and preparing the next generation of park advocates for the appreciation altogether of our national parks and public lands?
Nicole, how did you come? Do you have a personal story about how you came to enjoy being outdoors and love the national parks?
Yeah, so my love for just nature in general came out of growing up in inner city Cleveland. I, at a point in my life, was in foster care. And unfortunately, I was abused in foster care. So nature for me was therapy. Then it developed into something that I used to kind of definitely heal, but also reconnect to people and find my voice and how to build relationships, but to also think about my role in this world and what it means for me to move forward and have a passion and have a purpose to help connect others to nature in the outdoors. So in terms of making those things, I guess, click, I had to put myself out there in nature and experience it for myself to make more sense of who I was as a person, but also bring other people into the fold and help them see themselves in those spaces as well.
Wow, what an origin story. Thank you. Thank you so much for sharing that.
Yeah.
Tanisha, I want to ask you, you work in conservation, as I said earlier, the Illinois Clean Jobs Coalition Administrator for the Illinois Environmental Council, which, if people are not familiar with, this is a public policy advocacy group, lobbies for healthy environments in Illinois. How did you get involved in conservation?
Well, I always appreciated being outside in my community of South Shore, which is in the Chicago area. I had a tree in my yard, and I enjoyed just playing out there with my friends growing up. And then once I got to high school, I had a very eccentric teacher who taught more environmental science and biology, and he kind of opened my world to all the other spaces that were out there, including the conservation fields, natural areas, and how taking care of that land will help improve the quality of life and the environment around me.
If you're just tuning in, this is The 21st. I'm Brian Mackey. We're speaking with Tanisha Harris, who's with the Illinois Environmental Council, and Nicole Jackson, who is the organizer of Black and National Parks Week. She's a member of the Next Generation Advisory Council of the National Parks Conservation Association. Listeners, you're always invited to join our conversations at 800-222-9455. The number again is 800-222-9455. And we are joined now by Jeffrey in Urbana. Jeffrey, welcome to the 21st. Thanks for calling in.
Yes. Hi, thank you. Thank you for having me. I actually had the opportunity during this whole Corona thing to go out west to the Grand Canyon and the Smoky Mountains. We canceled our trip to Florida, you know, safer to be out in nature. And I just had an amazing, amazing experience. And I think my favorite place in North America is the Smoky, the Grand Canyon and the Colorado Rocky Mountains, you know. And my question for you is, how do we, you know, get more people of color into the outdoors? When I went, I didn't see many. I think I was pretty much the only one. But it's my favorite place now in all of North America.
All right, Jeffrey, thank you so much for calling in. And Nicole, I don't know if you want to sort of take that question. I mean, in the wake of the protests we've seen on racial justice here, there has also been this sort of ancillary conversation on whiteness in the outdoors and how people of color are underrepresented both in sort of outdoor industry, outdoor organizations, and just being in the outdoors. And I wonder, you know, is that something you've experienced as well?
Yeah, it's definitely not a surprise to see not a lot of people of color within the outdoors. And I think it shows up in different ways. So it's definitely more homogeneously white and more wilderness parks. So for instance, like Yosemite, Yellowstone, Grand Canyon, but there are people of color, I believe very much that are visiting national parks closer to where they live, especially connecting to urban environments and cities. Again, it's just not like in the mainstream media, something that's just, you know, showcased very much. And, you know, thinking about some of the factors, some of the barriers connecting to travel, costs, socioeconomic concerns. There's so many different things that depending on where you live and how much money you make and resources that you have, those experiences connected to those national parks, public lands can be very limited. But it's not to say that we don't want to be in those places. And another thing that I think about instantly is safety. I know growing up, you know, hearing stories from family members, if you don't go in the woods, it's unsafe, it's dangerous, it's a scary place. So hearing those things, it's passed down that fear from generation to generation in regards to how you want to recreate, and you want to feel like you can be in a space where you feel welcome. And it's not that it's the park itself, but it's what could potentially happen when you do visit those spaces. So I feel like there's definitely the discussion around fear and safety. But also, you know, do we have those resources? Do we have the time? Do we have the knowledge and understanding of what can actually happen in national parks that relates to our everyday lives and connects us to those spaces in a way that's impactful or profound. Because if that's not happening, then there's definitely not going to be, it's not going to be a priority for most people of color. And I think in creating Black and National Parks Week, there's an opportunity that I wanted to create to open up that dialogue of what people feel like they're missing to connect to those spaces, whether it be through stories, through lack of resources, accessibility, knowledge, and that there's not just the 62 parks that we think of, but there's 419 park units as well.
Sure. And of course, the Lincoln Home in Springfield, and there's a new West Pullman or Pullman Works site in Chicago that's being brought online. You know, I'm glad you mentioned safety, though, something you said a moment ago. And we had a tweet from listener Joel Johnson at 21st Show, who said, gets nervous when he does activities in Southern Illinois, like zip lining or staying overnight in a treehouse. Quote, the isolation as a Black man slash family is concerning. Close quote. Of course, Southern Illinois was home to many sundown towns, and you can still see the Confederate battle flag flying there. Tanisha, I want to ask you also, because you wrote a blog post recently for the Environmental Council called Green Profiling, When Open Spaces Aren't for All. And this line jumped out at me. Black people want a healthy relationship with nature and the ability to safely enjoy natural areas. Ahmaud Arbery wanted to jog. Christian Cooper wanted to birdwatch. And I wanted to collect water samples. Any white person engaging in these activities would be comfortable, safe, and welcome. White people don't have to consider the safety implications of being outside because of the color of their skin, and as a result, have done little to nothing to address and repair the damaged relationship they created between Black people and natural areas. Can you talk about this a little and the obstacles that Black people might face when it comes to experiencing nature?
Of course. So despite my 23 years of living in Illinois, which is all of my life, I've never visited an Illinois state park. Basically, if I couldn't take the CTA there, I couldn't go. I come from a predominantly Black and low-income neighborhood. My family didn't have a car, the time, or resources to drive hours to a state park. But additionally, there is a safety concern there. Illinois ranks 49 out of the 50 states in terms of land area per capita. And so there's already an accessibility issue that Nicole already mentioned of even just getting to that natural area, let alone a state park. But there's a safety concern embedded in visiting that when you're a Black person. Of either a year or a few years ago, there was a Puerto Rican family that was accosted by a white man going on a racist rant, verbally harassing them while the woman was just trying to celebrate her birthday in a Cook County Forest Preserve. And in the video that was captured, even when the Cook County Forest Preserve officer arrived on the scene, he stood idly by while this man continued harassing this family, even though she was asking for his help. After seeing that video, my eagerness to visit a state park diminished. I didn't want to go because they're inaccessible. They can be unwelcoming. A hostile situation can occur. It can be outright dangerous when you're Black to visit these remote areas, especially thinking of how, you know, there's very little area within like the Chicago area to go. You are going further into Southern and Central Illinois, which has a lack of diversity, which does have sundown towns. And when the system that's in place that's supposed to protect wildlife and people and create that type of welcoming environment serves as a bystander or could potentially become a perpetrator and engage in the racism that you're already experiencing by other white visitors, it's terrifying. It doesn't make people want to go. I didn't want to go, and I'm in the STEM field. I love conservation. I love field work, as I said in my blog, but there is a safety concern there that we really need to address. And one of the things that the Illinois Environmental Council is doing, or even IEC, is working with these conservation management groups, talking about what does policing look like in national parks and how is that policing alienating Black people from enjoying these areas, which, you know, especially with the COVID-19 pandemic, being outside in a natural space or remote area like a state park is one of the safest activities you can engage in right now.
But I'm afraid I have to interrupt you there. I'm sorry to say, because we are pretty much out of time for the 21st today. And this is an important conversation, and I want to thank you so much for sharing your stories with us. Nicole Jackson is the organizer of Black in National Parks Week. Tanisha Harris is with the Illinois Environmental Council. Thank you so much for being here. And I will just say the 21st is a production of Illinois Public Media. I'm Brian Mackey, and we'll be back tomorrow.